Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. Eric has been helping people retire for 26 years now. He's here today because he wants to help you have a remarkable retirement. Eric, it's great to be here with you again today, as always. Now, on our show today, Eric is going to examine a couple of things that could force one of us to move back that retirement date. Eric, what would those things be?
Well, nobody wants to delay their retirement, but there can be a lot of things that can go wrong. Obviously, maybe like losing a job close to retirement time frame, a big stock market loss if we have another 08 or dot-com crash, really just some life events like maybe an illness, or often it's having to take care of adult children that are costing you money because they're still living with you and you didn't think they'd be there still. And, you know, there's several different things that can go wrong. And so that's why it's really critical to really have that plan in place.
Nobody wants to think they may not be able to retire on time. But Eric, today you're going to help us with some things that we could do to sidestep these risks and challenges. So let's just jump right in it. Should we just delay our retirement altogether?
Well, one of the most critical things when you're talking about retirement is knowing how much you're going to spend. And so that's where you have to kind of determine that first. And that's one of those tough things. So my easy solution that is super honest and nobody likes to do it, but you take your last 12 bank statements. And now assuming you've been paying off your credit card with your bank with that same checking account, this should then cover all your credit card spending too. You take the last 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. So all your withdrawals divided by 12, that's how much your average monthly spending is. Now, if you want to be a little bit more accurate over time, go out to 18 months or something. That way you get a little bit better, cleaner average or something if you really want to do that. But yeah, those last 12 months, it's going to be probably a bigger number than you think. And it's always a lot larger. And so sometimes people need to delay retirement because when we run the numbers, there's not quite enough there. So that could be one of the things. And you know, obviously, there's a lot of other things that can go wrong, too. Of course, like we mentioned, stock market crashes or other things like that. So really, you know, having that plan is really going to help you figure out what you should or shouldn't do. And really, you got to do that income plan. If you don't have that income plan and you're just jumping into retirement, wow, that is like super scary. That's just like flying down the road with your eyes closed and you're just hoping you're going to end up okay. It's like, oosh, may not end well. So yeah, you really want to do some planning to make sure that's going to be okay. And that way you don't have to go back to work and, you know, you're not forced to get out of retirement, because that is probably 10 times tougher to go back to work after being retired. And I'm actually just working with somebody right now who's having to do that because he retired earlier and they sold their house, moved someplace cheaper. And I didn't really ask, but he sold his house for a lot and he doesn't have much left in the bank. So I kind of know why he went back to work. And so, you know, and he lives in Arizona, but he's working back here in the valley here. So, you know, he's having to stay with a friend and work here sometime and then go back and forth to see his wife in Arizona. So not exactly the ideal retirement, but yeah, that's because I'm guessing they spent a little too much. So it's a lot tougher to go back in. So yeah, you want to do the planning and have it done right first.
You know, so many of my peers, my baby boomer peers, I'm 59 and a half, just have not saved enough money for retirement. And it scares me. You know, it really does. I know one of the things that could have us delay our retirement is the stock market, right? A stock market downturn at the right time. Tell us about that, Eric.
Well, what I like to do is just kind of equate it to how many decades are you going to be in retirement? Most people today, scary enough, you're going to be probably retired for 30 years. That's a long time. I mean, most of us, our grandparents maybe retired for 5 or 10, if even. Our parents maybe 10, 15, 20, but a lot of people now are going to be 30 or even longer. And so then you think about that, it's 3 decades. All right, so let's go back in time and see which decades are good and bad. Well, obviously, so far the 2010s have been pretty phenomenal for the stock market. The 2000s were horrible. Yeah, you know, we had the dot-com bust, and then we had the Great Recession. So we had back-to-back bad times, and that was 4 negative years out of 10. Now, the 70s were also a pretty bad time frame for the stock market. Yeah, the 80s were okay, and the 90s, of course, were great. So which ones are you going to get? If you have that downturn at the beginning and you have all your money, 100% of your money in the market, that is super scary because, yeah, that market downturn may force you to stay, you know, employed for 5-10 years. I mean, if you think about from 08, most people took about till 2012 or 2013 before their money came back up. Well, that's without withdrawing money. If you were having to withdraw money at that point, your money would not come back up because once you cash in those shares, they don't go back. They're gone. So that's the tough thing. So, you know, here at Heckman Financial, what we do for people is we help them create a blueprint to worry less wealth. This is your guide map to making sure you can worry less about your money, less about your portfolio, more about having fun and enjoying life and retirement. And what it is it's first and foremost five areas. It's an income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And what that income plan does is it shows you, will you run out of money? And if so, is that 95 or 75? Because obviously those are very different types of pictures there. And so then we, at least we can tell, hey, you know, yes, you can't afford to retire, or you probably should go a little longer, or you got to move someplace cheaper. And, you know, we can kind of do that analysis. Then we can look at your portfolio. How much risk do you have? I mean, a lot of us in October got a wake-up call about risk. And, you know, let's see how much risk do you have. If there's another big crash, that could be very bad, especially if you're about to retire. Let's look at the taxes that you're going to pay along the way, healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. We do this for no cost, no obligation. All we do is we sit down, have a one visit where we find out what are you worried about, what are your concerns, and then we follow up with basically a blueprint of saying, here's where you're at. Here's what you're building right now for your retirement, and is it what you want to have? And it may not be exactly what you want. So if there's some issues or some things that need to be fixed, we'll tell you about that. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, what else could delay our retirement?
Well, of course, tied in with the stock market crash is just really being inadequately diversified. And so really what we're talking about there is, you know, maybe you've got a ton of money in one company or something in one stock. And, you know, of course, in the Valley here, we see this all the time where somebody's got a bunch of stock options or RSUs and, the company's done great. So why would you sell it? Well, yeah, I mean, I just did a plan with somebody who's 66% of his assets were his company's stock. Yeah, that's a little insanely risky. Mm-hmm. So now it's done well, but, you know, it's done well until it doesn't do well, right? So, yeah, I remember back in the dot-com days where I had a client that had $3.5 million of Adobe options instead of pay the tax. He basically ended up having his $3.5 million be worth $500,000. And, you know, okay, yeah, you didn't have to pay the $1 million of tax, but you also didn't keep the extra $2 million. So that's one of the things that you got to really watch for. So, you know, coming up with some sort of plan to keep diversifying out of, you know, a position like if you're in Apple or Google or some of these places, you know, you should be selling some of that stock all the time. Now, it doesn't have to be tons, but you want to be doing something to lower that risk level because it can be really a huge, huge problem because, like I said, if all of a sudden it just goes the opposite direction, it could be really, really ugly. And again, that's what we do when we're doing our planning. When we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, we're going to go through there and figure out, first and foremost, what's that income plan? Then look at the investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. Once we have that all in place, then we can tell you, hey, here's some issues, here's some things you're doing great, and here's some things you might want to fix or take some action on. So then it's up to you if you want to hire us or not. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, just leave a message at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial. In fact, he's been there for 26 years now, helping people retire every single day. His mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you. They can help you in minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs. So listen up for your chance to call in and go in and meet with Eric complimentary. Today on our show, we've been talking about things that could postpone a planned retirement. So Eric, what do you have for us today?
Well, actually, I kind of already alluded to it early in the show, but this is somebody I recently just met with who came to one of our talks at the library on Social Security, and he turned 62 earlier this year, so he's been collecting Social Security all year. Well, they've spent too much in retirement already. They retired earlier. They didn't have a plan, and now guess what? He's having to go back to work. Well, when you work and you're getting Social Security, once you make more than, at least for 2018, once you make more than $17,040, you start losing $1 of Social Security benefit for every $2 that you make above that. So as he keeps making more money, he's going to give away his Social Security and probably have nothing left. So, you know, now we're trying to figure out, okay, how can he pay it back? Can he stop it? And you know, just a ton of problems around
right,
this.
And
the whole thing was, he didn't do a plan, right? He just didn't have a plan when they started enjoying life, enjoying retirement. Probably slightly spending like drunken sailors is the old term,
yeah.
You know, and not knowing that they were doing that because, again, they didn't have a plan in place. And so now he's having to restart everything, redo everything, and literally work in a different state than he lives currently just so that way he can make the money to really get back up and build up back up assets. So, you know, that's not what we want to have for our clients. You know, if he just had done some planning ahead of time, I mean, now it's more of a rescue type of plan and figure out how to fix these things versus, you know, had you just not done this in the first place, we would have been a lot better. So that's the thing is anytime you're taking Social Security, definitely get some information, do a plan first. That's why we do these talks. We've been doing them all over the valley here in all the different various San Jose libraries. And we've been, you know, doing these talks every single month and just really helping educate people about how Social Security works, when to take it, how does it fit in with your other assets. And that's really the big key.
Right. And a lot of people are calling you from our show because you want to help people worry less about their retirement. And you actually, when people go in and see you, you provide them with a blueprint to a worry-less wealth retirement. So, all right, here's another thing that is completely out of our control. I know you call it the silent killer sometimes, Eric. That's inflation. Why is inflation such a force to consider when we're planning our retirement?
Well, of course, things get more expensive as time goes on. And you know, 2 years ago with Social Security, there was a zero cost of living increase because supposedly nothing got more expensive. Of course, they ignore food and energy when they calculate the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. So, yeah, of course, that's something we all pretty much do on a daily basis is
right.
Use energy and consume food. So that's one of the silly things. But now this year, for 2019, the increase is 2.85%. So, wow, did things just all of a sudden get more expensive? Not really. They've been kind of steadily doing that. And so inflation doesn't per se, you know, stop somebody from retiring. What it does do is when they start looking at how is their money going to last over time, if you're not increasing that money, I mean, just think about your income today. If you're trying to live on the salary you had 20 or 30 years ago, that'd probably be pretty ugly. I mean, you'd probably have a really tough time. I mean, your salary may not even be as much as your mortgages nowadays. And so if you think about retirement and being 20, 30 years, if all of a sudden, you know, you're 20 years down the road and you have the same income, that would be really, really bad. You would just be home watching TV and hopefully still have it home, right? I mean, it'd be just ugly. So that's what we don't want people to have. And so when you're running out those numbers for retirement, you got to have at least probably a 3% increase on inflation. And that way you're tracking that money as you get older and making sure you have enough. And so, you know, when we sit down with our clients and we're saying, you know, hey, how do we create this blueprint to worry less wealth? You know, the very first thing we do is an income plan. So that way we look at that and say, okay, with inflation running out, with taxes, everything, you know, how's that money looking? And is there going to be a point where you run out of money or not? And as long as there's no point where you're going to run out of money, you're all good. If there is a spot where you run out of money, well, if you're 90, 95, and you've got a house that's probably been paid off by then, you know, you're okay. So, you know, knowing that data is super critical. And then you can figure out how to invest. Most people, when you're working, you're investing for retirement. You didn't care how the money was really laid out just as long as it got bigger. Now you care about how is it going to give you money? How are you going to get money off those assets? What's the tax ramifications? You can create your own tax plan when you're in retirement because you don't have a W-2. Now you decide where your money comes from. And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues. That's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can help you with. It's no cost, no obligation. We do ask that you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. And then all we do is sit down and talk about what's your concerns, what the goals are, what are your worries. And then we tell you the next one. Here's the path you're on. Here's where you're headed. And here's some issues that you need to address along the way. And then it's up to you if you want to use us to help you fix those or do it on your own. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call and leave a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Today, I'm talking with Eric about situations that could force us to move back our retirement date. Nobody wants that at all. Eric, what else could compel us to push back our retirement date?
Lots of times just being scared. It's that easy, right? People, it's kind of a freaky thing, right? I mean, you've been working probably for 30 or 40 years and to just all of a sudden be nothing, you know, no more work, all done. You know, it's a huge transition. And, you know, I see it all the time. I mean, I've had several clients retire this year. And, oh, man, the first month or two, they're just like, you know, should I be doing this? Should I not? And, you know, a lot of times I'll have people where they actually do push it out another year, say, no, I just didn't want to retire. I'm like, you know, why didn't you? We figured out you had enough. You know, it's like, no, it's just too scary. And also just the pure fact of people withdrawing money. I mean, it's funny. It's like, you know, I don't want to take the money out. It's like, you just saved it for 30 or 40 years. It's not points on the scoreboard. It's not to look pretty. It's to use it. You know, that's why you were saving it. So, but once people start withdrawing money, oh my gosh, it just feels so bizarre to them. And so I see it all the time where it's just like, well, you know, really, am I going to be okay? And, you know, you just hear a lot of these different fears and a lot of these different worries really about what should we be doing? And, you know, are we going to have enough? Is it going to last long enough? And then, of course, it's also more complicated because, I mean, it's funny. I had a client that he got a great reduction in force kind of, you know, package to, you know, be paid to leave his company and almost I think it was like 15 months or something. I mean, it was a pretty long time period. And we were meeting and I said, well, you know, come June, you know, we're going to have to figure out where you get a paycheck from. And then all of a sudden he started looking kind of strange. And I was like, I was like, what's the matter? He goes, I hadn't thought about the fact that I'm actually going to have to figure out where money comes from.
What?
Because, I mean, he retired kind of easy because he retired and he still kept getting his paycheck. So that's kind of the ideal thing, right? Get paid to not work. But but now all of a sudden he's like, oh my gosh, I actually have to figure this out on my own. And where's money going to come from? So, you know, I think that fear is definitely is for sure real. I mean, it's definitely a big concern. And, you know, I mean, what are people going to do? Do they have enough money saved up? And, you know, how is that going to play out long term? I mean, there's just a lot of stuff around there. Also, of course, tax-wise, a lot of times people, you know, when you're working, you just have a normal paycheck, right? So you don't really worry too much about taxable income because it's as long as you get your paycheck, you pay taxes and there's, you know, nothing else, right? So the biggest problem is when you've got regular dollars, 401k or IRA dollars, maybe some Roth money. And when you look at all those different things, they have different tax treatments. You know, you might also have savings account money versus in regular, you know, investment dollars. Those two have different tax issues too, because obviously you can take money out of savings. There's no capital gains or tax event, right? So how to take money out of each one of those pots and how to optimize your taxes so that way you pay the least over your lifetime is a big deal. And so that's what we do here really at Heckman Financial, is we're trying to figure out, okay, how are you going to take all this money out? How are you going to get it out in the right way? And how are you going to pay the least amount in tax? So first and foremost, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's the income plan that tells you how long is this money going to last? How are you going to get it out? Now, where should you be investing to get that income? What tax ramifications along the way? What's the healthcare and legacy issues? And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we do for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and leave us a message, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
One thing for sure is you don't have to figure out your retirement plan on your own. That's why Eric is here for you. We'll be back for more Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial for 26 years now, Eric Heckman. And Eric is here because he wants to help give you solid advice, independent advice, personalized advice. Of course, can't do all this on the radio, but if you call him and go in and see him, he's here for you. He is a well-known speaker, also an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry less wealth. Today on our show, we're talking about things that could cause you to delay your retirement. Nobody wants to think about that. You want to retire when you want to retire, but there are some things that may get in the way. Eric, what's another circumstance that can delay retirement?
Well, it's pretty simple, just not having enough money or monthly income coming in. So really, again, this is going back to what I was saying earlier in the show, is figuring how much do you need on a monthly basis. Now, say that number is, you know, 8,000. Well, maybe if you're married, maybe you and your spouse are going to get, say, 3,000 or 4,000 a month, maybe 5 from Social Security. So maybe there's a difference of 2,000 or 3,000 a month. So where's that money coming from? Well, most people don't know. So that's kind of where they start freaking out and going, maybe I guess I'll take it out of my portfolio, right? And the hard part there is, for most people, when I'm sitting down and doing an analysis of their overall holdings of all their different accounts, I would say the average is about 1.5% in terms of yield. So what yield is that's how much dividends or interest that you're actually making, you know, from your portfolio. So let's say that number you need, maybe that's 3,000 a month. Well, maybe that's 3% of your holdings. Well, if you're only making 1.5, that means you're having to cash in shares every single month. So what does that mean to your portfolio? Well, in February when the market tanked, that would have been pretty ugly because you would have cashed in at the wrong time. And in October, when the market dropped again, you know, again, you'd be cashing in at the wrong time. So really what you got to do is you have to have what we like to call steady income money. You need to have some money coming in on a steady basis. And, you know, that way you've got some cash flow coming in. That's going to help. And then you could also even add some of these foundational accounts. That's going to really
you know, help you add on maybe another $1,000 or $2,000 a month. Usually these are foundational is something that's guaranteed. So there's kind of three places you can go to get your money guaranteed. You know, one is the bank, and we, as we all know, the banks weren't earning much. Now they're starting to move up to the 1 to 2%. And it's funny when people get excited about 2%. I mean, the Social Security inflation rate supposedly for this year is 2.85. So again, you're going backward if you're only making 2. And so, and that's according to the government, and they're usually making the number smaller than it really is. So that's probably even worse. The other one is, of course, is the government itself. You can go buy government bonds and bills. And the problem with those is they're only guaranteed 2 times in entire term. So if you buy a 10-year treasury, it's guaranteed on the day you buy it and the day it matures. But along the way, the value is not guaranteed, because if you're trying to sell it, you're not selling it back to the government. You're selling it to somebody else. And if rates go up, which we all know they're doing, then that means you're going to get less money for that bond. And so you'll actually lose money on something that's guaranteed, or you're stuck holding it for 10 years and earning that lower interest. So the third option is insurance companies. And the reason why insurance companies can do well is because they ironically buy pretty much 10-year treasuries and a lot of government types of investments. They have to have their money in reserves for you. They have to have it sitting there for you. They can only take a little bit of risk with really the interest that they're earning, their surplus money. And so what they can do is they can pay you an income for life. There's fixed annuities, which are like CDs. Those are starting to earn closer to 4%. But the ones that I like a lot are the index annuities. These are fixed index. So what they are, the fixed part means your money's guaranteed. The index part means it's tied to some index, outside index, like the S&P 500. One of the easiest ones out there is one that gives you 50% of what the market does. Makes the math really easy. So we can all divide by 2. So, you know, if the market does 5, you only get 2.5. Not such an exciting year. But if the market does 20, you get 10. You know, if it does 10, you get 5, whatever that is. And then they also have another option that pays you up to a certain maximum. So if you split between the two, you're going to be doing pretty good. Again, really the goal for those accounts is not to be a stock market alternative. These are to be a bond alternative and to give you real protection. Because if the market tanks in retirement, which it's pretty much guaranteed to do several times if you're going to be retired over 30 years. I mean, just look back over 30 years and how many times the market tanks. So you're guaranteed several bad markets. Then in those years, you can take that money from that foundational asset and it's not going to go away. Also, you can add, if you want, an income guarantee to those features where it says, you know, maybe they'll pay you whatever the number is, $1,000, $2,000 a month, and you know, you'll keep paying that for the rest of your life, even if your account runs out of money. So that way it's kind of a backstop. And it's kind of like your own private pension in a way that you're buying with your own money, since, you know, you probably don't have one anymore, since those have pretty much gone to the financial graveyard just about. So you have to throw in there, okay, these are only based on the claims paying and ability of the insurer. So you got to make sure it's a good company and such. And there's a lot of little details. There's a lot of gotchas, a lot of hidden things. So you really, really want to know the rules, and you really want to pay attention to that. And you really want to know somebody who has dealt with a lot of companies. And that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We really just tell you the pros and cons of all these financial tools. And then, you know, it's up to you if that is the ideal tool for you or not. So, you know, first and foremost, it starts with a plan. Having that blueprint to worry less wealth, having that roadmap, that guide path, saying, okay, here's how your income's going to be structured. Here's how long your money is going to last. Will it last for your whole life or not? Then we're going to look at how should you have the money invested. Should you use some of these guaranteed foundational assets, steady income money, market money, all these things? How should you blend them together? Then we're going to do the tax plan. Which monies should you take out first? And then look at healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's the 5 areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's what we want to do for you and your family. There's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call, leave us a message. We'll set up a time, go over what your concerns are, what your worries are, and then we'll go through your actual current plan and then just point out some areas of concern, some things that you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
So again, sign up for any of the upcoming workshops on their events page. Check them out at wealthcreator.com. Wealthcreator.com. You know, Eric, it's so important to have reliable income, and especially like what Social Security can provide. Let's talk about the role that it needs to play in an overall retirement strategy.
Yeah, so the reason why we're doing so many talks around the area on this every month is now Social Security is very different, because you may retire at 60, 65, 60, whatever, but you may not turn on Social Security for a couple years, 3 years, 5 years. Anytime somebody's married, I always make sure they really pay attention to the eternal check. The eternal check is the higher of the two spouses. So whoever had the most money, that check will stay with one of you for as long as one of you are around. So again, these are things that you cannot figure out on a generalized calculator or one of these, you know, should I wait or not? And I have to wait till 78 or 80 to where the crossover is and blah, blah, blah. Again, what you got to do is you got to have a plan. So first and foremost, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We're going to help you build that financial future by looking at your income plan, a written income plan. Look at the investments that are going to generate that income. Look at tax ramifications, healthcare, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to do for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. Again, all you have to do is call, leave us a message to set up a time to have that first worry less wealth visit. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreator.com. It's wealthcreator.com. Wealthcreator.com.
Eric has a special guest from O2 Mortgages coming up next. Drew Frampton, general manager of O2 Mortgages, will be with Eric. So stick around for that coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
You're invited to a special dinner with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, along with special guest Miguel Aguilar, the vice president of Inland Securities Corporation. Learn how Endpoint investors can enjoy a stable, attractive monthly cash dividend of 7% and how REITs can enjoy a 20% exclusion of pass-through income. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner on Thursday, December 6th at 6 p.m. at Mamma Mia's in Campbell. Call now to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 800-880-8628. Again, that's Thursday evening, December 6th at 6 p.m. 800-880-8628. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton with O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
So credit scores and, you know, like you have to be very careful when you type in, you know, annual credit report, because is it the real
one?
Or is it these fake ones?
Right.
So there's FICO scores, but then what is it you said? There's FACO ones?
FACO scores.
So tell me more about the FACO sites, I guess. And you know, we don't want to be tied into the fake news as the catchphrase is now, right? So
what a great term, fake news. I love it. So, you know, credit scores, we were talking, you know, especially as you're living your life with debt, which in modern society, there are things, unfortunately, that the majority of people just can't buy cash, like a house, sometimes a car, sometimes education. And a credit score is important when you're financing these large items. And, you know, the difference between a top-tier credit score and a low-tier credit score can be dramatic as far as monthly payments go. And obviously, if we can keep our monthly payments low, that gives us, savings that then propels us to a better future, right? Instead of cutting out lattes, we always say, hey, the first thing you want to do is work on your credit, or at least maintain your credit. And usually people turn to the credit cards that have their scores on it, or their Credit Karmas that have their scores on it. There is legally, you can obtain your credit report from the bureaus, and it's, by the life of me, it's such a bland website name. Annual, free annual credit score or something like that. I, I forget, but you don't actually get your score from there. So it is free. It does come directly from the bureaus, and legally they're required to provide it to you. They usually try to upsell you because right. you get yeah. the report.
I've done it before. It's okay. like, yeah, yeah. sign up for this and sign up. Yeah. After
you go, about, what am I paying? What am I doing?
After about 10 no's, you finally right. get to the free yeah. report to be sent to
exactly.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, yeah. And you got to put your social security number in and all kinds of fun information there. But you get your information. It will tell you it's great to see what is actually showing up on your report, right? It will show you the different credit cards and car loans and mortgages and different debts. It'll show any hard inquiries, right? So if you applied for a credit card, if you applied for a utility or a cell phone, a lot of times they're checking your scores and you'll see who's pulling. And sometimes you'll find somebody that shouldn't have pulled your credit, and that's good to know as well. I don't know if that got in the wrong hands. So monitoring your credit is certainly important because mm-hmm. I could see that some card that I thought was at a zero balance maybe is at a $50,000 balance, and that would be a little frightening for
yeah,
me. And finding that out sooner rather than later is important because then you can call your credit card company and get that rectified, of course. But you know, monitoring it, there's lots of important things to look out for. But where do you go to monitor it? A lot of people go to the Credit Karmas of the world. I'm not going to speak bad about them. I actually think they're a decent service. You know, you can go to these places. You can look at not only your report, but you can get your score. Where the annual credit report, you're not going to get your score. You have to pay extra for that. Right.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you can see your score. And that's really helpful because obviously scores are important. So the higher the score, the better your credit score, of course, right? So higher, better, lower, not as good. It's not
right.
golf. Usually you're somewhere, and it depends on what kind of report you're being, what was being pulled, but somewhere around the 300s is the low end, somewhere around the 800s is the high end. And so obviously, if you're in the 800s, you're looking like an A-plus student.
Right.
And the 700s,
cheap rates and,
yeah, you're yeah. going to get the best that you possibly can when they're looking at credit alone mm-hmm. with mortgages and car loans and whatnot. And then obviously, 700s, that's a decent score. You know, obviously, the higher, the better. And then 600s, that's about average these days.
Okay.
So it used to be, if you were above about a 680, you're probably A. It's really now pushed up a little bit higher with the requirements. So being in the mid 700s is still what we call A paper, okay. an A student. But the higher score, the better. And so, when you pull these credit scores from the Credit Karmas of the world and your credit card statements, we call them FICO scores and not FICO scores.
Okay.
So it's,
why is that?
Well, it's a score,
yeah.
right? So you can see it. And it follows the same pattern as a FICO score. And then even sometimes they'll say it's a FICO score. But just be aware, and I don't know why, probably because they just want to make this very complicated, but every different type of debt, so for instance, a mortgage, has its model that when we pull our credit report, it goes off of the mortgage model. It's
okay.
the way that they do the algorithm and they assess the scores are going to be different than if you walked into a car dealership and got your credit pulled there. They're going to have a okay. car dealer
model. So you're saying really there's a score for
car
loans, mortgages, or credit cards that are
yep.
all different.
And they're all going to be a little bit different. And they all have slightly different score ranges too. A car score range, I think, goes up maybe even to the 900s. So be aware of that as well. So the Credit Karmas, they have a slightly different model as well. This is my own thought, but they are in the business of selling you ads. So the higher the score, the better. A lot of times it seems as though when somebody comes into our office and says, oh, I just checked my Credit Karma, it's a blank. I usually mentally deduct about 20 points because it's usually a little bit lower. And again, a mortgage is the biggest and most expensive thing. So they're going to be the most stringent when they pull your credit, of course.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like a scale that's purposely off and makes you look like you lost weight more.
Right now. Yeah, it's yeah. one of those you walk
yeah,
into the
right,
funhouse
yeah.
and you get those contorted mirrors. But it is a good tool. And the way that I always describe this to clients is certainly use Credit Karma because you can monitor your what's going on with your credit report.
Or the ones that are
like
Capital One. I know I've got a card there.
Exactly.
They give a free score. It's a couple different, I think, of my cards have that ability where you can go see it for free.
Right. Yeah. There's Credit Karma. There's Credit Sesame, I think. I think Mint, if you use that, has their own. I think a lot of the personal budget places have that, as well as most big credit card companies are now putting that out as an added benefit.
Yeah, and again, you listen to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial. We're talking with Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. So yeah, and then what else should we know about the FICO scores the FACO ones, not the super accurate ones, right, but ones that at least are giving you some.
There's still a place for a FACO score. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Yeah, they're at least telling you generally your history or something.
Right.
Or I guess they would show something if something spiked.
They'll show you your inquiries. Yep.
If there was some nasty thing that hit.
Yeah, if you missed a payment, didn't realize you had, the thing that always happens is, like I was saying earlier, you put a credit card in the drawer, you never use it, and the annual fee comes due.
And then
you forget.
Yeah. One thing I always tell people is, with credit cards, always have, always just set up that minimum payment automatically.
Auto, yeah.
Because if you do the auto minimum payment, if you're on vacation and you forgot to turn it on or you forgot to set up something, you'll pay interest, but who cares? At least you're not getting dinged on your credit. You're not getting late fees.
The cost of that's going to be a lot higher.
Yeah. And so that's one of the things you want to make sure is at least have that, that minimum part done. So that way, at least you're never going to have a late payment.
Yeah. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those late payments, it could be a $10 Macy's card. And if you're late on that, it's going to count as if it was a $100,000 credit card that you were late on. It does not matter if it was a dollar or $100,000 or $100 million. If you're late, you're late. That's all they care about.
Right.
So having just a simple auto pay and you're covered.
And then like the other things too, I know we've said before when we've covered this is having longer tenure, so don't cancel some of those cards where they've got, if you were using it a whole bunch, but you haven't used it much, isn't that right? You still want to have that tenure on there.
Yeah. The longer your average accounts are open, the better. So if you have a longer history, that means that you've been better longer, and that's better than the guy who recently got his account.
So don't just, that's why you have some in a drawer, I guess, right? You're saying it's because.
Probably should cancel a couple.
You don't want to have too many. So that's one issue. But also, if you had done a bunch of stuff and then you hadn't used it for, say, 6 months, if you decide to close that out, all that history goes away.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So that's why you want to have that. So any other big things that we should know about credit?
Just one thing that I would say is, if you are using your credit card statement for your credit scores, that's great. Think of it almost like a theme and not necessarily the actual, truth. So, if you watch your trend and let's say you're working on your credit and it's in the high sixes and you see it increase, then any place you go, it's going to be increasing as well. Whether you're getting a car credit pull or a mortgage credit pull, you'll see that trend as well. It just may not be number for number.
Right. So don't trust the number 100%.
Right. But it's a good indicator.
It gives you a rough ballpark. And so just be paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. I always warn people, watch out for cosigning.
Yes.
I'm working with somebody right now that cosigned for their daughter's college stuff. And she wants to pay it back, but she didn't finish. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a good job.
Right.
And the reality is, it's your
You're debt. Obligated on the debt.
Yeah. And especially student loans, you can't bankruptcy out of those or anything like that. So, so that's one where you could all of a sudden have your credit drop down and you didn't technically do anything. But
You thought you were being nice and it hurts you pretty bad.
So somebody wants to get, find out how they qualify for a mortgage or should they refinance or should they get rid of that home equity line and that's variable rate and lump it in with their fix. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Give us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210. And we're O2 Mortgage based in Campbell. Website's O2MTG.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2, MTG.com.
And what was the number one more time?
408-610-3210.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
You're invited to a special dinner with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, along with special guest Miguel Aguilar, the vice president of Inland Securities Corporation. Learn how Endpoint investors can enjoy a stable, attractive monthly cash dividend of 7% and how REITs can enjoy a 20% exclusion of pass-through income. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner on Thursday, December 6th at 6 p.m. at Mamma Mia's in Campbell. Call now to reserve your seat, 800-880-8628. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 800-880-8628. Again, that's Thursday evening, December 6th at 6 p.m. 800-880-8628. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. Eric is the author of the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that book to open our eyes to all of the financial products that are out there available. In the book, he talks to us about different ways to get advice, and he helps us to see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble even begins. He teaches us how to discover how we can worry less. Today on our show, we've been talking about why you may not retire on time. Eric, you gave us some great little side steps that we need to be taking so that we can retire on time. And it's time in our show now that we get to hear a retirement success story from you. So tell us about what you have experienced here this past week or so.
Yeah, well, this one's kind of a unique situation, although it's getting to be more and more popular, is really having people retire out of the country. Uh-huh. And this one was their daughter had, don't exactly remember how she ended up there, but she somehow ended up in New Zealand and his granddaughter there. They really wanted to move down there with them and be close to the grandkids. And the other big thing is they can buy a house for about half the value. Cost of living is a lot lower. Healthcare is pretty much almost all included. The hard part is actually get the rights to become a citizen down there. You have to move so much in assets down there. You have to do, you know, all this other stuff. So there, it took a long process, and it took them about 2 years all told before they got the approval to be able to become a legal resident. And you know, so now we're in the process of moving some of those assets down there. They already found a house that they like. And so, you know, it's really kind of their big retirement dream. They're going to come back up here and visit friends, you know, every so often too. So it's interesting, though, that people are more and more are looking at a lot of foreign countries to retire because you can, well, sometimes have a lot better weather or, mm-hmm, you know.
That's for sure.
I've had a lot of people look at Belize and other countries and places to, you know, where they could retire pretty cheaply and live without having to have a bunch of assets. So, you know, that's something to think about. There's a lot of issues around that, you know, international taxation and, you know, how are you going to get back and forth and, you know, where are you going to get your medical coverage from and all these things. So there's a lot to be thinking about, but it definitely can be a good thing and a good way to go. But, you know, just kind of going back to what we were talking about today, you know, what can mess you up? Really, I think the biggest thing is not having a real plan. And sadly, most people in my business, in the financial investment management, are really typically investment managers. They are not really income planners. I mean, we move assets from people every week that had a financial advisor that they realized really was just a money manager, no more, no less, which is fine. That's probably what you needed when you were working. But they're not the people who can take you to the retirement. So, yeah, it's kind of like being a grown adult and going to a pediatrician. It's, you know, it's not what you need now. And, you know, what you need is a specialist, somebody who's actually going to do that. So, you know, anytime you're talking to somebody in our profession, you want to make sure they're an investment advisor, a registered investment advisor, that they have that fiduciary standard to do what's in your best interest. That's a critical thing. Make sure they have a CFP, that they're a certified financial planner. You know, you want to make sure the person's gotten some special education, that they're required to keep continue education and so forth. So, and then if you want to talk to us, of course, you can give us a call. We can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have you worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. We can create that income plan, that investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all into one. It's only about a 10 or 15 page document, really easy to read, very quick to go through. And then it's up to you if you want to hire us to help you make it through retirement or if you want to do it on your own. But at least you'll have that data, you'll have that info. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week, but we'll be back here next week.
The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of this radio station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.